According to my.
Thank you for calling PR Newswire, a Cision company. This call may be recorded for training and quality assurance. If you are calling with questions regarding a press release that was found on PRNewswire.com, please contact the company listed on the press release. If you have...
Hi, is this Michael?
Yes.
Hey, Michael, this is Ben. How are you doing?
Good, Ben. How are you?
Still good. So I'm a manager in our editorial department over here.
Right.
And Rachel, let me know you're calling back just to confirm the status of the release you had sent over.
Yes, primarily. I've just set up a new account today. That there were some questions about logging in, but it was also suggested that I could send that press release into you guys and start a process that way.
Oh, got it. Okay. Yeah, and I will say, so we did review the press release, and it looks like my colleague who was working on this one sent an email over, looks like around like 3 minutes ago or so, so you probably are just receiving that now is my guess.
Oh, okay.
Just let you know, though, that, so the subject matter of this press release is something that we wouldn't be able to distribute. So we're unable to move forward with the announcement for distribution, just because it doesn't meet our acceptability guidelines. I think you sent over content similar to this previously. I'm not sure if it was under this account or not, but I do see notes here that we've sort of discussed in the past, sort of the acceptability guidelines and that kind of thing.
Do you recall when that was, approximately, the previous?
Yeah, the initial release?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because I was talking to my fellow manager, James.
Right.
I think you may have spoke with, or at least somebody in your organization spoke with, I believe back in July was the last announcement you had sent over.
Oh, July. Okay, I just wanted to check something here. Oh, yeah.
Sure.
July. Wow. Well, that, I'm just checking on, online on COVID stats, and I think that if you check it out also, you're going to find out that the COVID stats back in July were significantly less than they are today. So here's a question I've got. I mean, I'm not looking at the exact numbers, but let's just say for the sake of discussion that what I sent you in July was accurate, which it was, by the way, and what I've sent you today is accurate. So what is the thing that prevents verifiably accurate information about this worldwide pandemic from being published?
The main issue of the content and why I wouldn't be able to send it out is just the references that, the virus was the result of a Chinese sort of bioweapon that was, sounds like it was leaked or an accident or accidentally leaked to the public. So it's kind of the Chinese bioweapon aspect is something that we wouldn't distribute over our distribution services.
Okay, so let me ask you two things, because that was the headline news today. It's on every major news carrier that it was a bioweapon developed in Wuhan, and they have theorized that it was accidentally released. We of course published all this in November of 2019, so now the official reports are confirming it. Is it still a problem? I'm going to try and do a quick search here so we can...
Sure, yeah.
...be on the same page, because, let's see here. Where was it?
I'm finding a headline in Washington Post that says, "What's new coronavirus accidentally released from Wuhan lab? It's doubtful." So I see that they have a piece on that.
Let's see. Oh, I wonder if it's in here.
You said these are recent headlines? Did they come out today?
Yes. I got it as an Apple News announcement. Let me find that one. Because a buddy of mine in L.A., a fellow film producer, sent it to me from, oh yeah, here it is. Let me see if I can bring it up. Okay. Biological weapons lab leaked coronavirus, claims U.S. official. That's on Apple News. There's now strong evidence that the coronavirus was leaked from a Chinese biological weapons research laboratory rather than developed in a livestock wet market. Matthew Pottinger, a deputy national security advisor, claimed in a call to politicians around the world. And he quotes, a growing body of evidence that the lab is likely the most credible source of the virus. And he said, even establishment figures in Beijing have openly dismissed the wet market story. And he said the pathogen may have escaped through a leak or an accident, which we've published for quite some time, and which we also have in our 1989 and 1995 information that it was an accidental release for the first SARS coronavirus. So we are here supported by the, good gosh, I mean, Matthew Pottinger, Deputy National Security Advisor. So now people can disagree with things, and I could take that press release and say that our information agrees with or is supported by the most recent announcement. I have no problem with that. It's simply that, we know that, and I've had opportunity to deal with this with a judge and an attorney. Copyrights are ironclad proof of first or prior publication. They don't guarantee that what's copyrighted is true or accurate. It simply means this was indeed published at this time. We have documentation going back a very long time, November, and I, in my press release, I list my May 9th date because verifiably that's when I got the English translation of the German document. So even if we published first in May 9th, we're there. It's not arguable. So I would say, and I'm sure that if it was a matter of running this by somebody, they say, well, there might be some prejudice in not allowing you to publish the information that our government basically now is asserting worldwide. So you see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you I was going to say, and what publication was that published in that report that you're talking about?
Sure, let me scroll back up. This is, the author appears to be Didi Tang, Beijing, January 4th, The Times. Let me see if I can tell which The Times it is. I don't know if this may be Times of London, actually. My buddy sent it to me as The Times of London. It's an Apple link for The Times of London. We could do some searches here and let's see what if we can bring that up. Times of, independent of that. Let's see. Times of London. I'm trying to find out what the headline. Let me grab the headline. That might help. Oh, yeah. The Times, New York Magazine calls it the lab leak hypothesis. The Australian Biological Weapons Lab leaked virus claims U.S. That's our government right there, U.S. official. Yep, there it is, the Australian Biological Weapons Lab, U.S. The same information. He's a former U.S. Marines officer who published this. So what I would, here's my please, I'm sorry, please tell me your first name again. I'm so bad with names on the first time.
Yeah, it's Ben.
Ben. So here's my perspective as somebody out in the world. Gee whiz, how controversial these people are that publish this information. What's our concern? Well, our concern is it accurate? Well, according to the U.S. government, it is. We'd have to do quite a tap dance to go around that. We'd have to concoct some type of an escape from being able to publish what our government has already published just because it comes from this, you know, nice little Swiss guy who's been publishing scientifically accurate information without error for almost 70 years, which is another story, but part of it. We've never had to revise or redact or correct any information received from Switzerland, and we know how controversial the source is. But here we've got the other issue, the Pentagon. The Pentagon is all over the place telling us that there's people from outer space flying around and blah, 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 which I'm not so sure of, but I know that this man in Switzerland has made an awfully good case. We have 250 specific error-free examples of scientific information that he published about every planet, the solar system, and several other topic areas up to 30, 40 years before we discovered it. I've run this by a top scientist at the USGS Mars mission that's being run out of Flagstaff up here, who couldn't explain how this was possible. I visited with a guy personally, gave him 3 pages of the info, and he says, could this guy be a lucky guesser? I said, I don't think so. So what we're looking at here is the most devastating event that's occurring not only in our country, but in the world. And when I first started to circulate the information, which was February 25th, we had 57 cases in this country. So how would history look back upon any of us who, for considerations which no longer have even the most remote validity, would withhold this information because of the vast amount of information that people can go through in here? You know, I linked to that article that I published where Charles Rothberg, the former director of the New York Medical Society, took my little online test. A high school kid can take it. Anybody can take it. And you click, when did we publish it? When was it published officially by the WHO or the CDC or anybody else? So as inconvenient, believe me, Ben, I know it's inconvenient, as inconvenient as it is, why would we want to look back upon today and say, in addition to the July figures, the opportunity to bring this to people's attention to decide for themselves didn't occur, and another, what, 5, 8, 10, 15 million people? I mean, so I'm just saying, because people are free to say, nah, don't believe it. So got to be a hoax. Goodbye. That's fine, but you had the information. That's all. And here, now when I visit with you guys, our government says it's true. What do we do with that?
Right. I will still say, I mean, I've been looking at it online as well, researching as you speak to me here. And I mean, it still doesn't address the underlying issue for our distribution, that it, you know, is not verifiable. It sounds like it would be very difficult to, you know, verify and know beyond a shadow of a doubt whether or not the information is absolutely correct. I understand there's different opinions on the matter, but that's kind of the root issue for our guidelines, is just the sort of the nature of the information, that there's really truly no way that we can verify it. Okay. Where we truly just want to distribute just accurate information at all times. That's the kind of information we want to put our name on.
Of course. So let me again suggest this. With just a few minutes' work, probably I can state that this information that we've published, which is verifiable, because you can go online and verify, where everything online is available, including the date it's published. In addition, every article that we refer to, that we publish, that contains this information, also contains comments dated from that time onward. So there's two issues as I see it. The second issue is, can we prove legally that we published this information on the dates we claim? Of course, anybody can prove it. That's why Dr. Rothberg thought our test was so clever. Can we say that, interestingly enough, our information is substantiated by the latest published information from the U.S. government? I don't think that's arguable. We're saying this information is what the government's published today. I can take out any words that are in any way otherwise problematic, but I've got to tell you, I don't see how you can, I mean, you, as I say, you have to dance real high and hard, and I don't think that's going to read real well in the coming months. When people say, well, why didn't you get this out early? And I said, well, I was talking to Ben over there, nice guy at Sisian, and for some reason his company, while they could verify that we published the information when we said, and while we simply were saying, this is what the government has said as well, his company was kind of reluctant to let those warnings or information or whatever you want to call it come out to the world and all the people that are suffering from this disease, those who will be suffering, the families of those who've lost loved ones. So what's the problem? Are we dealing really with three-year-olds in the American public and worldwide? Or are we dealing with people that are mature enough to say, well, okay, you published it then. It accords with what's published by your government. Thank you very much. I believe it. I don't believe it. That's all. I mean, where's the difficulty? I would have seen the difficulties in July, even though I wouldn't and I didn't agree. But that issue is no longer there. Our government came out today with this information.
You were saying you saw that information in just one news story, right? I wasn't seeing any, you know, verification from any major organizations like the CDC or World Health Organization. Have any of them corroborated that information?
Well, I think you have to ask the U.S. government. I think you have to ask Mr. Pottinger why the U.S. government has come forward publicly worldwide with leaders around the world and informed them in a Zoom call that this is the evidence that the U.S. government is standing behind. I'm not the U.S. government. I'm not the WHO or the CDC. I simply have a piece of evidence that I've placed in your hands, information that anybody can check out. You don't have to. We don't ask anybody ever to believe anything. I don't personally. I don't have beliefs about this. I'm looking at verifiable information that we are right. This information is correct. I don't need to rub it in anybody's face because my objective has been since January 23rd when I appeared on CBS TV Morning News in San Diego saying that our sources had been warning about this information since 1995. That's a matter of record. I have that video clip. It's really short and sweet, but it's right there. So here we are almost a full year later. Sooner or later, somebody picks this up. So why should the story be Sisyon suppresses vitally important information for 9 months on COVID? Why should that be the story rather than the story comes out, information published by U.S. officials and similar information has been published by the source? What's the problem there? It's all verifiable, you know.
Yeah, I know, and I understand I understand where you're coming from. But even then, I would say after reviewing everything and the information you provided to me now, it still would not be in our acceptability guidelines. I mean, there's no suppression. It's just, we just need to send out factual information to our distribution services, and that's the kind of content that we send primarily. So this is just the overall subject matter. It's not something that we distribute essentially to our newsline.
And just for my own understanding, what do you think, or what are the editors, whoever might be above you there, what do they think isn't factual in our information?
I understand you're talking about that you publish information and that kind of thing. It's the sort of the root premise of the entire announcement regarding it, you know, being a bioweapon and that kind of thing, and that. So, understand that a single government official as I mentioned that absolutely. That's what I was asking about. It had been corroborated by multiple government organizations. It's a very hard thing to verify and, you know, and validate 100%.
Would you like the bioweapons information taken out and simply that we state, I'm not looking, I could find my title here, but that we have published this information. I don't even have to use the word bioweapon. I can take it out. Take it right out of the headline there. I know it's in there. I should probably open the email I sent to you guys about it, but that would be a simple thing to do. Why not take out the words, you know, bioweapon?
But that's still the premise, isn't it, of the announcement? Even if you took the word out, isn't that what you're claiming that it is a bioweapon?
Well, wait. Wuhan coronavirus information first published November 2019. Now, the rest of it, you use the word fact. It's factual. We have It's not a debate that we publish this information prior to any source. I don't have to rub it in their faces because my agenda isn't to rub something in officialdom's face. It's to say, folks, we need to look and investigate this source of information that by all legal standards, and I'd be happy to inform any of your legal team that copyrights are legal standards, is correct. That's all. And that might lead to, gosh, what's the worst thing that can happen? That we actually start to find more efficient, accurate, supplemental information to get through this pandemic before the country goes into economic meltdown completely? So I don't mind. I can take out the bolting of secret bio. I don't care about that. I want people to know, which I stand behind, and any lawyer will stand behind, this is factual information. These people published it. Anybody can find it. It's online. You go to that service online, and I do forget what it's called. You know, when was it published or whatever. It comes up every time. There's no question here. And the Swiss information is further been backed up and corroborated because they publish everything with not only the date, but the time that the information is published, and it's published sequentially in numbered reports. So, again, I'm saying, is the upside to make an issue out of not publishing stuff that anybody should be free to vet for themselves, or is it about how, okay, let's take a word or two out, let the information go out, let people find out for themselves, and move on? When I first sent this information throughout the state in which I live, which is Arizona, on March 5th, there were 5 cases in our state, which now has well over 500,000 and over 9,000 deaths. So at that time, the argument that you are now making maybe could have been made, but I think, Ben, you know, you might be in a difficult position, but you personally, as a human being who also is susceptible to this crazy-ass thing as we all are, you know, you're looking at information that anybody can determine as published on given dates and corroborating what our government says or being corroborated by it. That's about the easiest thing, you know, that anybody could do. I think making more of a deal out of it only will come back to bite you guys really badly. Not once, but twice. Sisyon prevented Michael Horn, science researcher in Flagstaff, Arizona, from releasing this information. I mean, who even wants to go there? Why? Why not let the thing...
I just want to clarify, too. I mean, a couple of things, too. So, it's still, like you're talking about, it's unverified information, so you want people to make an opinion on it when they see the news, whereas our objective and our guidelines dictate that we want to send out information that is already verified.
Yeah, but wait a minute. So if it's verified, everybody has to believe it? Is that what you're telling us? Because tell me something. Do you not know that the WHO and the CDC have had to redact, revise, edit their information? I wouldn't even go to my November information. March 25th, I'm the first publication in English to announce that this is a pandemic and a dozen other points, all of which were subsequently corroborated by the CDC and the WHO. That's what was so impressive to Dr. Rothberg. So I would, certainly say, I mean, why try? I don't mind if you show me something that's legitimately wrong in my release. I don't even mind taking out a buzzword, bioweapon. Let's not tweak anybody. February 25th, there's all that information. And the CDC didn't announce it until March 11, 16 days later. So I'm saying to you, Ben, you're sitting here as a human being and you're also an employee of this company. Now you have to, in your own mind and consciousness, of course, struggle with the fact that everything I've said to you is factually accurate, it absolutely cannot be refuted factually, because we don't make claims that aren't documented, and we don't mind softening some of that for the sake of the, let's say, the guidelines you have, but there's nothing we need to take out of here. It's being said today by our government. And believe me, we rarely wait after the U.S. government has called politicians and leaders all over the world. Are we waiting before that news came out for everybody else to announce it? No. It was announced internationally, by the way. Times of London, it was announced in Australia, on Apple News. So we've got it. So if you're struggling here, you're probably struggling, I'm going to guess, because editorial really doesn't feel this is comfortable and convenient. So let's make it easier. Take out bioweapon from the headline, if you want. Everything in here is simply facts stated. There's no opinions in here. If you can find where there's an opinion that's questionable, show it to me. I could take it out. I mean, I commented. I think it's, you know, I did put out a press release, I think in July, showing that the first case of the disease in the womb was, I think, July 9th, somewhere around there. And we have that in our information from as early as February 3rd, published. So I think it'll be a really unusual thing if anybody in the United States of America wants to withhold this information from the population so that it can vet it itself. I'd say, you want to tell me that you're going to wait for other sources, reliable sources, who've been wrong, and we haven't?
Right. No, I'm not saying you shouldn't distribute this information. I'm just saying our services are not the correct avenue for this kind of thing. And I did also want to clarify one thing, too. And you had mentioned, you know, they're going to say our company is suppressing and that kind of thing. So are you indicating that you're going to sort of retaliate against us in any way if we don't distribute your content? I just want to make sure if that's clear or not.
Well, wait a minute. I want to ask you a question. Are you more concerned with your company's reputation than the lives of every single goddamn American? Is that what I'm hearing from you? I'm stunned.
No, I'm just saying.
I'm stunned.
We have acceptability guidelines we need to adhere to.
You're concerned about your guidelines, but you cannot factually, in any way, shape, or form, refute what I have sent you. Even with the damn bioweapon in the headline, which I could take out, you're telling me that your company guidelines? Who are you? Are you guys the WHO? Are you the CDC? Where's your goddamn authority to prevent this information from going to the public through a service that should be honored? I'm stunned. This is the American public with a company with your credibility and reach won't say, you could put a qualifier in there as far as I'm concerned. We could say, Sisian cannot stand by the accuracy of this, but information should be vetted by people themselves, it seems to. You could do whatever you want. You could do an unprecedented qualification, whatever you want to call that. But telling me that the lives of 300 and some million Americans and the rest of the people in the world who could have access to this are secondary to some arbitrary guidelines that actually are not violated in our press release? Retaliation. Who do you think would really be retaliating against you? The rest of the damn world when they... Of course I will... Look, I blog... I have an international blog. I mean, I'm not, let's say, Tucker Carlson by any, you know, stretch of the imagination, but my blog is read in 206 countries at least. Mm-hmm. And I want to be able to say, gosh, this company has done a service for humankind. And even though they had hesitations, they had reservations, they were unsure of this or that, and they wrote this disclaimer. And they said, whatever you'd say, we just feel in this time of extreme crisis that people should know this information and decide for itself, especially since it does not contradict the United States government's newest information that it has shared worldwide. I mean, give me something to... Did I can say, I really shouldn't do this. I mean, we're talking about the pandemic of all time that is going to be with us for a very long time, Ben, I hate to tell you.
Right, that makes sense. I understand where you're coming from. But
So who would we have to talk to, Ben? Ben, who would we have to talk to say that? Who would we talk to say, look, guys, put a disclaimer on there. I'll take bioweapon out of the headline. Just let people know that this is unusual. It came to you. You've been unable to show that it's faulty, false, anything else, and you invite critical examination. And here's the information for people to see. Thank you very much. Who do I have to talk to?
Well, I was going to ask, I mean, we do have several competitors as well. I was going to recommend reaching out to them since we're unable to send it out.
Well, you can tell me who your competitors are. I'd like to take it down, but I'd like to know also.
Yeah.
Give me those suggestions first.
Of our competitors?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, like Business Wire is our primary competitor, and they hold predominantly like more market share than any other competitor that we have.
Okay.
So, you know, 'cause I don't want to just turn away somebody without any options, but since we're unable to send it, I would recommend reaching out to them. They have a distribution that's comparable to ours.
Anybody else?
There's a few other. There's West and Globe, which are other popular services.
Oh, I'm sorry, I missed that one.
West Corporation.
Oh.
And they have a distribution service called Globe.
Okay.
And between us, Business Wire, and Globe, mm-hmm. Make up the...
You're the big ones.
...sort of primary wire distribution services.
Okay, now let's get back to my question, if you would. Who do I have to talk to at your company to take it to that next level?
It's something that I'm happy to do for you. I mean, I was reviewing all the notes from your July release as well, in which we were sort of, you know, vetting everything with the content and the account.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm certainly happy to bring it to my bosses, the upper management team.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I've been with this company over 13 years, so I'm familiar with our acceptability guidelines. Mm-hmm. And so I don't think our decision will change. So,
uh-huh.
You know, this being unable to distribute this early, I think that's going to stand. There's no way we can move forward with this. Like I said, if there is corroboration amongst the major global organizations, like the WHO or the CDC, that's something, you know, we would review, of course. Objective, verified information in our content.
We've already have it in this release. The test that we put online, you know, even a few months ago, has the documentation showing that we, on over, I don't know, 20-some specific factors pertaining to this disease, preceded the WHO and the CDC. Anybody goes online. The democratization of research right now is very simple, isn't it? We just go on, we enter something, and we ask for the publication date. You walk right into a court of law, and you walk out a winner. And I know that. And you know that, too. So far, everything you've said has led me back to showing you that you're giving me a rather evasive and I'm stymied here and stunned that the health and safety of the American public and the world would even be juxtaposed in terms of importance with guidelines that aren't violated in our release. Everything you've said, I've made great notes here. I've got it. And I can't find, I personally would never want to be sued. You know, I don't want to be sued, so I don't put out false information. I don't. I vet it. And if not, of course, I always say, according to this source. You know, that's how you know this. But you're asking for me, for WHO and CDC. Well, we already did that. I could go to the test, or you could, and you can look at issues about recovery, infants in the womb, first publication about asymptomatic carriers were the first. We're the first on publication about children as hidden spreaders. We're the first to publish that this disease, as far back as February 3rd, would go through all age groups right into the infants in the womb. Why would we resist giving this to people to look at? Why would we resist that? I mean, really, I'm waiting. You can't keep telling me your guidelines prevent you from helping the American people and the rest of the world to determine the truth for themselves when they're getting battered all over by crazy conspiracy theories. People who are saying, this isn't even a pandemic. This isn't even a real disease. Lunatics. The Alex Joneses of the world and the rest that are telling people to take their masks off and run around. It isn't real. My God, you'd think that somebody's saying, well, wait a minute. Here, the U.S. government and this source has supported that and supported by it. People, it's real. It's a pandemic. It's dangerous. We don't go beyond anything, really, that the U.S. government says we don't make any other claims that haven't been already verified by the WHO and the CDC. You're a human being here, Ben, and so are the people in your, you know, your offices. What's the fear here? Really, what is the friggin' fear?
I know, and like, I mean, I don't understand how the test, that doesn't point to any, you know,
yes, it does.
Official announcement from sure. The CDC or the WHO about this.
It absolutely does. If you look
the test does.
Look at, I'm not looking, but I know the first one is pandemic. You click on pandemic when we published, that's our second publication, the first was published in German. I don't have, you know, I didn't publish that first in, November. That was published in Europe in November. It's published by us on February 25th. It's published by the WHO and the CDC when? March 11th. I could not find an earlier official, you like official, I do too. I could not find an earlier official date declaring this a pandemic by the WHO and or the CDC than that date. March 11th, and March through the rest of them. You know, we're only discovering a few months ago this and that. It's there. It's the WHO and the CDC and a couple other agencies that you see their earliest publication dates. I just got a second computer handled to me. You know, of course, we recommended a complete self-isolation and lockdown also on February 25th. According to Wikipedia, that wasn't called for until March 15th. That this was airborne, apart from all of our earlier German publication, which I don't claim as first when I've certainly got it myself in English. Airborne, that's February 25th. The NIAID, March 17th. CNN, July 8th. The fact that this spreads on surfaces, February 25th. The New York Times, May 28th. Hospital contaminant. And by the way, I've got a physician. I should have put his video in there. He was interviewed by Al Jazeera News saying that the information that he got from this source is accurate and there should be hermetically sealed quarantines, which would, of course, contain all this, but nobody listened. Yeah, he's another doctor, not the same doctor. Another one. Hospital contamination. We published it February 25th. There it is from SIDRAP on April 13th. Asymptomatic spreaders. The CDC doesn't come out and declare that until June 30th, we're February 25th. The obvious about the Asian race is initially more susceptible. We beat the BBC on that because they were June 9th. That this was more aggressive and this was going to lead to more mutations. We've got that all over the place. Starting February 25th, kids will be less sick, February 25th, and The Atlantic published that, May 15th. I'll go down to the WHO not declaring a pandemic. Now, they were pretty darn close. They were one day after us. Infants in the womb, November 30th and February 3rd, July 14th in USA Today. Multi-organ disease, not talked about until July 13th, verifiably published February 3rd. The CDC says the coronavirus case is 10 times higher than reported. May 1st, they wrote that on June 25th. And that they're too wrong and too slow. That the coronavirus may last 2 years. We published it on March 2nd. CNBC published it on May 1st. The disappearance of antibodies. This was a big shock to the medical community. Verifiably, copyright established, June 13th. CMI, July 8th. Danger to food supply, March 11th. March 26th is the earliest. Entrance of the coronavirus through the eyes. We had that January 6th. May 26th is the first. It keeps on going. The body, the virus remains in the body after recovery. We published it February 3rd. Jerusalem Post, July 19th. I couldn't find an earlier American publication. So the vascular information element of it, November 30th. So what I'm saying to you is it's pretty clear that you or your company does not have an issue here. They could fall back and say, well, I'm sorry, we vetted this information. Here it is. It's vetted. These are the official sources. We rely on the CDC. We rely on the WHO, and they didn't publish until after this guy. So it's like a retroactive peer review validating everything we published.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know you didn't send out any releases about that content through us. I mean, was that all just posted to your blog as your means of getting the information out?
Well, it's the main means of getting it out, but I could have written it on toilet paper. The fact is that anybody can go online and go, oh, wait a minute, these people must be lying. They couldn't have published before the WHO. Click. Well, search for it. You sure it wasn't published beforehand? Yeah, it wasn't published before them. Why do we have such a problem with being helped? Who cares? You know, I've had people saying to me, the source is too controversial. I said, do you think the people who've died and who are suffering give a damn? They just want to know where's our best information? What do we do?
Right.
This is it. So what if this leads to people making the breakthroughs that we're trying to get them to make? You know, the world, life itself, doesn't accord with everybody's ideas or desires about it. It is what the heck it is. And believe me, it's startling enough to me, after 42 years of research on this information and being able to literally take it into a, you know, before a judge and walk away with this. But anybody could do it. It doesn't require me. We've done all this work so that our world might not be brought to a deadly standstill because somebody, the least likely, seemingly likely human being in history, makes it available. He never goes out and pushes it. He doesn't do what I do. I do it for him voluntarily without pay because I know that this guy's been doing this his whole life and he suffered so many attacks on his life and character assassinations for coming forward. So we technically have the two biggest stories in human history. Let's be blunt. This and the whole thing with, you know, UFOs, crazy as it may be. And I don't ask anybody to believe anything. Everything I've said in articles pertaining to both of these is absolutely fact-checkable. We can't just let ourselves down as human beings. Our job, my job isn't to put out information just so I can put out more information. And I don't make money from sending my press releases out, unlike your company. And bless them, I'm happy to pay them. They are in the position to change world history right here. Believe me, or don't believe me, think about it. Really, don't believe me. I don't believe anything, so don't believe me. Think about it. If you put this information out and it reaches scientists who said vet it, who ask questions, who investigate, who challenge, who demand evidence. Are you sure this was published on this date? Well, yeah. I published an article. You won't like to hear it. It's called The Unknown Dangers of the Vaccines. They're already showing up. Why? Because we have previously unknown information about three factors. The mutations of the virus, the fact that different blood groups are affected differently by the virus and by vaccines. And the third factor here is immunity. Immune systems are different in men, in women, and in different racial groups. Just a fact. That's why I tried to reach the Native American population here, which is being decimated brutally. I couldn't get through to their head people to vet the information. So you can imagine if I'm having problems with you and your organization, what have I gone through with people who, you know, I come out of nowhere to them and they can't, you know, it's like they can't even look at it. And so they've lost so many people throughout the Southwest here. It's what happens if, you know, I think about this, Ben. if I didn't do what I do out of this love for doing it, and I knew this information, and someone I knew, or a family member, or even myself, came down with this horrible disease, when having that information could have led them to look more and maybe find that which I can't even find yet, I would want to dig a hole and go in it and pull the dirt down over myself. I don't want my loved ones. I know people who've come down with this disease, friends of mine who've lost family members. They're petrified, and many of these people now, of course, are reading our information, and they're trying to get it out to people. You are the people we're looking for. I don't necessarily want to go and try and do this with some other company. They may jump it, they may not. But everything you've brought up, which you are required to bring up, and which I respect as a format and a structure, has been answered satisfactorily. You don't create guidelines with an assumption that nobody who seemingly doesn't meet your guidelines because the content is so unusual, that they won't actually have met your guidelines. You have yet to tell me where we didn't meet them. Anybody can go on, they can take the test, they can verify that the very thing you asked about, the WHO and the CDC, well, on every occasion, we've beaten them. Now we've got the U.S. government publishing information that we can show in English as early as May 9th from a translation of a November 2019 document. You know, I mean, where would I lose in a court of law, huh? You know, I mean, here, Your Honor, here's this thing, and we supposedly would violate these standards. Well, how so? Well, here's how we wouldn't violate them, because every one of them we meet. And in the internet age, it takes 2 minutes to determine. If you've got a legal department, you've got people who know how to click and press and vet. Did we fake those figures? It's easy. The most important information, if true, in the world is sitting in your hands. And you're struggling to find a way to send me somewhere else with it. Whoa. You know, it's like Galileo and the church. He's saying to them, will you guys just look through the telescope? No, it can't be. The earth can't be going around the sun. We just know it can't be doing that. We have it on the higher authority. Okay, but what if you look through the telescope and it turns out it's that way? Where's our loss? Really, where's the loss here? Who do you think is going to come after you for posting information that is the turning point, potentially, for countless millions of people? All the virologists, immunologists, and doctors who could take, and I have 90 articles up then, loaded with information of value, scientifically minded medical people could take and start running with and finding out, well, where does this lead? What should we consider about blood groups in terms of vaccinations? We haven't thought of that. How is that affected? Well, let's test it. So suddenly, Sisyon has saved the world. That's the way I would look at it. Because you've given people an opportunity for some forward progress, for some hope in their personal lives. Not false hope, because they can say, we don't accept this information, or we do, and we want to see where we can take it.
Like I said, I understand your position. I mean, at this point, honestly, I mean, there's nothing that's going to change our stance on this press release. I mean, that's honestly just going to recommend that, you know, I understand you really want to get this news out there. I feel like your time would be better spent pursuing those avenues, like our competitors, sending this directly to the CDC. Because really what we're looking for is, I mean, if there was like an official announcement.
There was, and it validates everything in our...
The CDC.
Ben. Yeah. The official announcement came from the highest levels of our government. They know that they didn't wait for the CDC and the WHO to pick up the phone and call the politicians worldwide. Do you think they said, well, let's wait to see if the CDC should have shut down travel in and out of China as soon as they found out about this thing? The CDC is culpable. We're not. We haven't made any mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to think that I'm not making a mistake by trying to prevail upon a company to do the right thing. You've got disclaimers at your service. You can put that out. You can. Do you not think that the sincerity of a company saying, look, we have to tell you, this is an exception. You know, everybody is free to look at this information, but so far as we can tell, what is stated in this press release is accurate. Because it accords with what the U.S. government has just announced. It's just that we happen to beat them to it. I'm sorry. Can't help it. We beat them to
right,
it.
Right, but I mean, we don't distribute content where we have to put a disclaimer where we can't verify the accuracy. Like, we put out content in which we know it's accurate and verified.
Sure. How do you verify accuracy? Ben, how do you verify
accuracy? Well, our content is primarily, like, financial. You know, we send out earnings releases. We send out acquisition announcements. Mm-hmm. We really don't work with pieces like this.
Do you vet every financial thing? Meaning, do you do your own accounting on the accounted, the reports that are given to you by various companies? Do you go and do a separate accounting to verify that the information they provided to you is accurate and true?
No, these companies are provided to provide legal disclosures to the SEC verifying the accuracy of information. So we have corroboration from a government agency in which they're responsible legally very strongly if that information is incorrect or inaccurate for the investors and the public.
Great. So I understand that. Of course, what you're telling me is that you don't double check that, and you can double check who published the first information here. You can do that because the WHO and the CDC are on record as when they published the information, and our information is a matter of copyrighted, verified, dated record as well. So you don't have to take our word for it or any accountant's word for it. You're not vetting the reports because you trust the CDC, SEC, the SEC route of verification, but has any company in history ever been sued by the SEC for false reporting, for figures that weren't accurate, for fraud, for things? I seem to recall, even though I'm not a financial expert, that situations like that have actually occurred. Holy cow. So the average person generally doesn't get to go through every fact and figure and dollar report that's put out. Maybe some high-level, heavily invested people will do something like that, but most of them are going to take the word of the reports, the SEC. Don't you think taking the word of the U.S. government is sufficient?
Well, and then the government response you're mentioning is just that one individual from the current administration mentioning something about it in that article.
So you don't think, if I understand, you don't think the U.S. government actually supported having this special deputy or whatever contact world leaders and go on the record in the international press with these statements? You're saying that you don't trust the U.S. government. You trust the SEC or some company that makes cigarettes, whatever. You don't trust the government to have actually put out an honest, accurate report. That's what you just said to me.
No, I'm really just saying that there's just no way to verify all the information that you've included in your release, and that's why.
Give me one example of what I can't verify. You've said that, Ben. I'm talking to you as somebody who's making statements to me. You're telling me that I violated standards of your company by not providing verifiable information. Can you point to one thing in here that is not verifiable? Copyright established verifiable?
Well, you're saying that coronavirus was leaked as a bioweapon. I was just looking for the CDC or World Health Organization announcement claiming that as well, corroborating it.
As I said, if you have trouble with that, I can take bioweapon out. But what we have today, the British Tory who attended the Zoom meeting told the Daily Mail that Mr. Pottinger's comments showed the U.S. was doubling down on the theory that the virus came from a leak at the laboratory. The U.S., I mean, the U.S. is said to have been talking to a whistleblower from the Wuhan Institute. They first reported the coronavirus cases in December 2019, but the existence of a bio lab that works on them has fueled spec over a possible leak. It's unfortunate. You must be a gymnast, Ben. I mean, I've never seen anybody contort, do backbends, and put their feet around their head to try to negate the U.S. government, the information they published, and the fact that we've got the same information, but that we published it beforehand. Is that a crime? Do you think all the people that died and are suffering from coronavirus will hold it against us that we published this before our government 10 months ago? Or do you think they might be pissed off that any official source in the media and press who were presented with this information decided it wasn't going to be published by them, and that they could not substantiate any factual violations of their own rules and standards?
Right, and like I said, I understand that, Michael. I mean, at this point, I just don't think there's anything else for us to discuss. Like I said, I think your time would absolutely be better spent, you know, trying to pursue an avenue of distribution with our competitors or otherwise that would help get us information out there, since we won't be able to send it.
Okay, so I'll just conclude and say my understanding is from this, I mean, you've reiterated it, but I will just state it from my understanding. We've spoken for about an hour, maybe a little more, whatever. We referred back to information in a previous press release from July, where we already published information from the source that has been proven to be accurate subsequently, if not before. The information in this release refers to and responds to information officially published by the United States government that we verifiably have published before them, which can be fact-checked by any party that wishes to do so. So you have declined to publish that, is that correct?
We will not be publishing a release that refers to the Chinese government releasing a bioweapon.
Oh, wait, you just went back then. So if we don't say bioweapon and just are saying, you know, we've released the same information, which is true, then you would publish it. Bioweapon is the only thing that seems to jump out for me in our conversation.
Well, right, and that's the premise of the announcement, right? Like, just removing bioweapon from the headline wouldn't change the rest of the press release.
Right, well, so if I say Wuhan coronavirus information first published November 2019, first verifiable English translation, May 9th, 2020, establishes ironclad accuracy of coronavirus information from Swiss man prior to all official sources. That's all.
And then what would the content of the release pertain to then? Isn't it all tied back to how the virus was
What I would be willing to do to make it work for you guys, I'm looking at my first paragraph, because it says, referring to the May 9th article with the English translation from, you know, November 30th, I say there's nothing really new in the reports about the current coronavirus originating in and escaping from a Wuhan, I could take out bioweapons there, laboratory, as a result of a leak or accident. This is all taken from the press out there, by the way. They're saying the same thing. I can take out bioweapons. Let me see if it's anywhere else. Okay, I could take out, there's a bioweapon reference in the next paragraph. I can take that out. Therefore, a continuation of the mutating SARS coronavirus will occur. However, no longer in Guangdong, because the secret laboratory work has been moved to another secret laboratory in a city called Wuhan. We're establishing that we published Wuhan in November, where another epidemic arises. Okay, there's no bioweapons there. Let me just do a search for the bioweapons part in my release.
But where is this information about the secret laboratories? Because the implication is it's secret bioweapons laboratories.
Well, it's secret laboratory. Where are you at? Let's find out if we can be on the same page so I understand what you're looking at.
I mean, I'm looking at the fourth paragraph. They say, therefore, a continuation of the mutating SARS coronavirus will occur, however, no longer in Guangdong.
Right.
The secret laboratory work. So what are these secret laboratories, you know, and where did you get that information from?
That,
and how do we know that's accurate?
Oh, wait a minute. That information is contained in the November 30th, 2019 document. That's simply, see, here's where we're simply publishing the information that establishes. Now, yes, I can take the word secret out, but we already have our government talking about this stuff coming from laboratories in Wuhan. So if you want, I can take the word secret out.
And I mean, and, you know, because
yes,
there's a lot of information that it was a zoological transmission of the virus, but you're refuting all of that.
No, our government is effectively refuting it in their articles published today. They're saying this isn't a wet market thing. Did the virus originally evolve from, let's say, an animal source? Even we have that information from 1995. I'm not trying to refer back to that. Because our government today is saying this came out of a laboratory. A laboratory. It's in all the articles. So I can take out words like secret, bioweapon. I don't have a problem with it. I just want people to know that this information exists. Here it is. Take out bioweapons, take out secret from it. And now we have something that talks about that what we're really establishing then is the credibility that anybody can check out. This information was verifiably published about this part at the latest May 9th. But even earlier, February 20th and 25th, and we're not putting bioweapon anywhere. We can simply take out, just always say lab, or laboratory, or secret, any of that. I don't care about it. I want the human beings of Earth to have a chance to goddamn survive this thing and get involved in themselves in trying to figure out as much as they can. There are so many virologists. If they said, wait a minute, this is pretty interesting. He's talking about this stuff was published. Let's contact that guy in Switzerland. You know? Whatever it
is. Again, and I want to go back to the premise. You say, I mean, you want to save lives. That's understandable. I mean, how would telling the public that this was released from a Chinese secret bioweapons laboratory save lives now,
well,
where we are currently in the world?
A lot of that. First of all,
directing a lot of that anger and hatred towards the Chinese government, which I know exists in the U.S. right now. Don't you think that would inflame the situation as well?
I'll tell you why it wasn't. Because if you look down, let's see here. I don't know what paragraph number it's on. Probably on the second page. Well, I don't know what page you get there. But here's what we wrote, because this has been said for the longest time. The current SARS-CoV-2 virus, or the coronavirus as it is popularly called, and we bolded this, was accidentally and unintentionally carried off and released from two, take out the word secret, laboratories in Wuhan. I have information from that same thing where it says the Chinese government didn't even know about it. I could put
that. How does that save lives right now? How is that going to save tomorrow?
Okay,
I'll
tell you how does this save lives? All the claims, let's talk about what is so terrible out there, just for a second. Conspiracies where people are being pilloried for saying this is real, it's a terrible disease, wear a mask, social distance, lockdown. So all of that negative conspiratorial nonsense is killing people. Now, they have no evidence, they have no science behind it. We have science up the wazoo, corroborated by the WHO, the CDC, Dr. Charles Rothberg. I've got another physician. If I had a place for a video in here, I put the link to Dr. Peely's 4-minute Al Jazeera interview, because when you start to make information known like this, the neutral, objective scientific mind says, we have to talk to those people because we cannot show that this information is incorrect. On the contrary, it's verifiably accurate to the nth degree. So I can't personally go to every doctor in this country and say, I'd like you to contact these folks in Switzerland who publish this stuff We've got 90 documents online, and we have excerpts from just dozens and dozens and dozens of pages. But you guys, go to the source. Go to the horse's mouth. I'm not the doctor here. I'm a science researcher. I'm not a doctor. I can only tell you that I'm not going to brag about it, what I've done with skeptics and lawyers and all that stuff. So the answer to your question, the easiest answer is, because we have Dr. Charles Rothberg and the WHO and the CDC and Dr. Peely and these people saying this information is very clever, it's accurate. You're telling the truth. You published it beforehand. How do we get to these people? Here's the address. Write to them. They'll give you a phone number. They're glad to talk to you. If they can be of any further help, they're glad to be. Just ask. But nobody's asking because nobody knows this effectively. Sure, I publish, but that answers it. We take out the buzzwords. Bioweapon, secret, whatever the other thing was, and I could even put back in that whole thing about the Chinese government isn't to blame. They told him that in November. I'm pretty sure that was November.
So, I mean, your premise and how you want to save lives is to be a proponent of mask use and other, you know, social distancing, isolation,
save lives. We were already the first on February 25th to announce that. And by us being verifiably on record the first to, and of course we have documents online where the details on each type of mask are run through in great detail. You have no idea how much this is. So if I wanted to just be a proponent of masks, I just would go out and be a proponent of masks, but that's not it. The world needs our best medical minds to know that somehow, as bizarre as it may be, you know, things if something hits the earth from outer space, it disrupts our normalcy bias. You know, we don't experience that in modern time. This is on that level. This is affecting even more people than if a friggin' asteroid hits us. And we want the best medical minds to know, well, what's your record of accuracy? I'm glad you asked. Here, we go back to November 30th, 2019. We published it on May 9th. We published this on February 20th. We published this on February 23rd. Here's a document from Switzerland from February 3rd detailing all these facets of this disease, that many of which you guys have now figured out, but you still don't know the rest of these. Don't you think you might want to go to the horse, you know, source, the horse's mouth, and take it up? Because this is not going to rely any longer solely on people wearing their masks. Unfortunately, this would have been over. We published something on April 9th. If people will just do the lockdown for about 3 or more months, this will be over and there will be no economic collapse if people are logical. November was the 8th month that document had been out. And in that document, they said the toll could go into the hundreds of millions if people fail to be logical and act in accord. Okay. Do we really want, you know, since the last time we spoke, the numbers have at least doubled. They're probably tripled. I'm not looking at them. Why not make it easy for people to take this information? It then will, your sources, you've got people in every field that you reach who are connected to pharmaceutical companies, to laboratories, to hospitals, to medical facilities and foundations. The crapshoot there, I'd rather be taking a crapshoot that 10, 15 people out of your massive audience go, let's check this out and contact these people. It can't hurt. They've been right all along. And that's what we look at. So I sanitize this sufficiently without taking out anything critical. We just establish, yeah, we publish this. Hey, folks, why don't you guys get on this? Get in touch with the source. Don't be proud here. We're all in it together, quite literally. And let's see if this leads somewhere.
I don't know. I mean, you're a proponent of safety and saving lives, but I do think sending out a release saying that this was released as a Chinese bioweapon is just going to do nothing but stoke additional division and hatred.
Good. We take that part out. Ben, No problem. Look, we are the people that said that the Chinese government did not know about this. But I say, take out bioweapon. Take it out so that people can simply move to the information that says it's a continuation of the mutating SARS, all that. It was moved to a laboratory. We can take out secret. In Wuhan, another epidemic arises due to the coronavirus, which will spread across the world, claim many deaths within a month's time. The disaster officially begins. Apparently that's so. Remember, we're told the Chinese recognized it in December 2019. And then we just simply, and I take out secret bio. So, because all the things, they're a matter of record there. This isn't going to, this stuff doesn't go away online because somebody doesn't believe we published it. You just go. What's the date? All my blogs are in order. You can check everything on the server. I would turn over anything to any legal investigator. You sure you published this? Well, you can tell yourself, but if you'd like, here's the whole log from the WordPress. Here's the, you know, the whole thing. You've got access to my emails. I don't care. I don't make a penny on that.
What? Well, I'm curious, like, what's this information to? So I understand it says Chinese government is not involved, but it says there are two secret labs in China which are working on secret projects, again, putting on the Chinese people in general, the objectives of which Meyer is not allowed to disclose.
I take it
like,
out.
What is that information like? But, I mean, why is that mentioned in this release in the first place?
It's so mentioned because it will eventually,
like, Meyer has information on what the Chinese is doing, developing these incredibly damaging and harmful viruses, and then they let them escape to the public?
Let's say that he may have. I'm not sitting in a position where I can go. I've gone to Switzerland.
It seems like a very harmful thing to just release, because we send online as well. We're sending thousands of websites. Can you imagine what certain people would look at that and think,
knowing
that the Chinese are developing some secret project?
I agree with you. I agree.
The author is unable to disclose. That's an incredibly dangerous thing to say.
So take that out. Wait, Ben, I'm with you. So take it out, and the paragraph would read, according to new information from Billy Meyer, the actual current coronavirus is mutation of SARS virus, which has been produced in a lab in China. That everybody knows. We don't have to, you know, that everybody in the world knows.
I don't think everybody knows that.
Well, the U.S.
What about the zoological transmission theory?
That is not what our government
offered and supported across the world.
Okay. This time the virus has again left the lab. It's in quotes because it's an accident. And two of the involved scientists have died in the meantime. While the research on these viruses continues, listen, it's important to know that the Chinese government is not involved. Close quotes.
Now, but the division and hatred and, you know, frankly, racism against Chinese people in our country since this started, it doesn't really involve the Chinese government. They look at the Chinese people.
It just says that. I just read it. Ben, work with me. While the research on these viruses continues, it's important to know that the Chinese government is in capital. They put these in there, these big letters, not involved. Not involved.
Then who's operating the secret lab in China?
Well, then? I can only tell you what I've heard, but I'm not going to put it in a press release. I'm not putting it in a press release. I'll take this line out without hesitation. To answer your question, as is the case in all of the superpowers, including ours, there are secret laboratories working in countries that don't have the authorization of their governments. And they do things that they want to do, and some of those things are not really nice. This happens in Russia. It happens in China. It happens in the U.S., in France, in England. That's just life. But we don't have to make that claim in any way. I click delete, and the last thing people read there, it's important to know that the Chinese government is not allowed. That helps.
Just the premise of the entire release, though, is about this being developed in a secret lab in China. I understand you're saying the government's not involved, but you're clearly implying that the Chinese people are at fault. And I just,
the Chinese
I
people? Wait, no.
This is fact. Thousands of websites. It's going to stoke division and hatred.
Well, why don't you tell that to the government? Why don't you talk to the government? We're not stoking hatred. We're reporting what the U.S. government said. Mr. Pottinger's comments showed the U.S. was doubling down on the theory that the virus came from a leak at the lab. That's our government fomenting anti-Chinese sentiment, not us. We're saying the government of China is not about... I mean, good gosh, if you're a humanitarian that doesn't want to see people scapegoated, well, we've done it, and the U.S. government... Listen, our government is scapegoating the Chinese every friggin' day. We're not in favor of that. That's not a good thing to do. It's not a good thing to scapegoat anybody or any group, any race, any color. That's not right. But people do it. We don't. We just said the Chinese government is not involved. I'll take the heat from publishing that if somebody in the government says, Michael Horn, how can you say that the Chinese government is not involved? I could say very simply, I'm publishing the reports that we have. All that we are claiming is that we've published the accurate information about the disease, and we think it would be incumbent upon all concerned parties to contact the people who send us the information. You guys have all the power in the world. I'm just a researcher, a blogger. I've made four or five films on this. I've been to Switzerland 20 times to interview the man, the people that work with him, eyewitnesses to at least 14 of the attempts on his life. I mean, and anecdotally, Ben, even though I really hate to say it because it might send you off in another direction, I hope it doesn't, I'll say it. I am one of over 100 eyewitnesses to the craft. I lived in the mountains of Brazil in 2011 on October 3rd, 10 p.m. after doing a radio interview. I had a feeling to go outside, and there was one in the small craft hovering 20 feet away from me. I say, this is pretty interesting. And guess what? It's not even important. And I don't bring it up in press releases because that's anecdotal. I save that for all my UFO and anti-Pentagon stuff that I publish because of their silly claims. That's a separate thing. Let people like it or not like it. But we're saying here the Chinese government is not responsible for this. Contrary, I mean, now I'm taking flack because you should be saying, yeah, but you're wrong because our government said it was. Well, I'm not going to say that because that's not our information. Our information is it's important to know the Chinese government is not involved. That's it. So we want people to do their little due diligence, click on the links, take the test that Dr. Rothberg and a lot of other people now have taken, who are now following the information. I wish there were more doctors. And pursue it. Have somebody, you're a physician, you're an immunologist, you're a virologist. They call me up or they send me an email. We want to contact the guy who gives you this. Yes, please, here. Go ahead. Be my guest. Do something for humankind that you'd probably be memorialized for. So I can take out secret bio, I can take out anything about China that's not positive, and here we have information simply validated, unquestionable, factual, disagreeing with the U.S. government because we say that there's no Chinese government involvement, and we could, anything that softens some of those international relationships, as long as it's true, we should welcome that. And you brought it up, and I'm saying it's right there. There it is. We take out secret. We take out.
Bio.
Come on.
Even with changes, I worry about the content of this release and what your next release will hold, and the release after that. All the links in the press release simply direct to your website, your blog.
It doesn't make it wrong. If you guys might be, they call it an appeal to authority. Our authority is the CDC, the WHO, and the U.S. government. It's not me. It's not even Mr. Meyer. They have validated this information. If you were telling me, well, wait, I've looked it up, and everything you say you published first, well, that was really published by the CDC and the WHO. Why are you bothering me? But that's not the case, as you know. So we take out the... And here's a factual release. You're not endorsing it. You simply... Here's a press release from this company, this guy. Go bother
him. We're effectively endorsing everything we put out but when we put our name on it. And that's why our services are so important and so critical, is because we do endorse the content we send out. And that's why we don't work with subject matter like this release right here. And you know what, Michael, at this point, I don't think there's really anything else for us to discuss. At this point, we're not going to be able to send out this press release regardless of any changes being made. Like I said, I think you do need to pursue distribution with, other avenues, a competitor, sending it directly to the media as a pitch. something along those lines. I truly don't think there's anything else for discuss.
You just said something about with those changes in the release. I missed that. What did you just say about? Go ahead.
Even with those changes, we wouldn't be able to distribute this. I'm not looking to entertain any changes to the content. This time, I don't think given the underlying premise that this release would be acceptable in any form for distribution services.
What is it? Just tell me what, so I can know what you're identifying as the underlying premise. What does that mean?
That blame is being placed on the Chinese people for leaking this virus to the world.
Where do you see that? And where do you see anything said about in this release that is not said effectively in the release from the U.S. government? I mean, I'm not trying to be a nitpicker, Ben, but
it's a dangerous thing to say. You know how information is received by the public right now. There's people on both sides of the argument that are taking extremes right now. And if you even say, even though it was an accident and unintentional, it wasn't the government, if you say the Chinese are responsible for this, you know, given that the really the agreed upon transmission was zoological. I mean, it's a dangerous thing to say.
Wait. You've just made an assumption. You've made an assumption about the transmission, which is not supported by our government, by the British, by the Australians. Our own president, for better or worse, has also said that this was the fault of the Chinese. He is the guy that has been spreading the... I'm sorry if you're a supporter of his. I'm sorry, Ben. But where did it come from? It came from China, which was the first country that got it. We can't get so politically correct and change facts in history. Our government says it's from a lab in Wuhan. Well, we said the same thing. The difference is we said it's not the fault of the Chinese government. It's not the fault of the Chinese people. It escaped. We have so much. It escaped from the lab with a couple technicians who died while they were spreading it, and the rest is history. We can't rewrite that the first place that this decimated is China. It moved to Italy and Iran after that.
I mean, but you're saying that based on this quote where it follows up with Meyer is not allowed to disclose, like, the secret information that he knows based on his project.
Wait.
It's just like, this is the unverified information I'm talking about.
Then take it out.
Things,
then take it out.
It.
Then take it
it's,
out.
It's the, but it's the premise. The
no, it isn't the premise.
What kind of content you're going to produce on future releases. You know,
why are you worried about the future releases? We're going to be lucky to be living in the future, especially if we have such difficulties. Pardon me? What?
I said it's the big picture. It's not just removing a word from this release. It's the announcement and our conversation here and everything that goes into it. As you know, it just reinforces in my mind that I don't think we're the business that you need to be working with to distribute this content. You need to find somebody else to work with for this kind of subject.
Okay, just for our record between us here, you have raised objections, each of which I have shown are fallacious, are inaccurate, and are excuses to not put the release out. Your objections, the notes I've got, your objections towards secret bio, secret projects, whatever, all of which are a matter of hitting delete, you tried to state those as being the reason for not putting out a release that links to verifiably, independently, corroborated, impeccably accurate, error-free information about this disease, much of which, in addition to all that's been corroborated, much of which is not known yet to our scientists, virologists, immunologists, and which, in my opinion, could save countless millions, tens of millions of lives if pursued and developed. But you, on behalf of your company, says you just can't bring yourself to publish such a thing. Is that correct?
That's right. We can't publish this release.
Can't publish release. Okay, I understand that. And I will let you go at this point. I mean, obviously you can't defend your very arbitrary and politically correct position. So that's how your company operates. And at some point, it does become known in the future. It's inescapable. I'll be interviewed somewhere or other, and I'll tell the story because it's worth telling. I'm just saying. I'm not somebody who's going to, you know, just not tell the truth about this when people are saying, gosh, you kept putting out your own little blogs and press releases, and why? Well, because the big company, the one we went to for it, wouldn't do it. They wanted to send me somewhere else. That's how they operated. So, Ben, I thank you for your time. According to the clock here, we're at about 1 hour and 30 minutes into a conversation. And is there anything else you want to say?
Nope, that's it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Cool. Thanks, Michael.
Bye-bye.